You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from the Armory with this week's rant. Gentlemen, there's been a topic that has gained a whole lot of traction as of late. That topic is women, attire, and modesty. There's the one guy that goes out on the town and essentially tells women, you know, why don't you cover up? Why don't you dress modestly? And of course, the women are always in a tizzy. Oh, it's 2026. I should be able to wear what I want. Blah, 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 blah. However, I want to focus in on one particular part of that whole topic. And that was a video done by Call Me Shape earlier this week, where he talked about a gym that decided, you know what? We're going to impose a new dress code. And here we are, gentlemen. Once again, women lose their minds. Now, let's get into the article that was published on the 6th of May. Dress down. Women fume as popular gym bans sports bras and restricts leggings under harsh new dress code. Now, this being a Sun article, of course, they're going to oversensationalize a very simple topic. However, I'm going to give it from my point of view. A popular gym is under fire for restricting patrons' athletic wear under a severe new dress code. Gentlemen, once again, it is not severe, especially when you look further into the details. This is a private owned gym. Yeah. Female members complain that the new policy bans most of their workout clothes, like sports bras and leggings, i.e., extreme attention slower attire. Oh, yeah. Gentlemen, I want you to take a look back in history, back in the 80s, how women used to dress when they went to the gym. I find it very ironic that nowadays, yeah, the way that women come out dressed in yoga pants and sports bras as almost everyday wear, it is absolutely insane. But, gentlemen, before I go any further, we also have to accept our part in this. Yeah. Mainly the simps. Yeah, mainly the horn dogs. Yes, we know we are visual creatures. We like things that look good. However, there has to be a cutoff line. Some things are just meant for time and place. So that's where we men fell short, because I remember an old article of an old mayor in a city that actually tried to stop women from wearing yoga pants as everyday attire way before the craze happened. And of course, oh, he was flame sprayed. He was lambasted. But he ended up being right in the end, because look where we are now. Not to stray too far from the article, but just throwing in more historical context. Tack Fitness in Alexandria, Kentucky, sent an email to members announcing a new dress code banning, quote unquote, inappropriate or revealing attire. Notice the email was sent to members. And when you look further into it, it was specifically worded in a gender neutral format. Quote unquote, I read it and I was like, wow, this is straight, clearly towards women and against women. It's very judgmental. Former member Michaela Beagle told Fox affiliate WXIX. And there you go. Once again, the hit women will holler. So if she felt so offended by this, then yeah, guess what? Maybe your attire was not up to snuff. Beagle added that she canceled her membership after receiving the email. See, this right here is why so many businesses are stuck between a rock and a hard place. Why women think they have so much power in society, because women are spenders. If businesses got to a point where they said, you know what, we don't care about female dollars anymore, oh, things would change overnight. It most certainly would. But as we all know, women are 85% of consumer spenders. So unfortunately, we have a society that consistently placates to women just to get their money. Hopefully one day that will change, but I don't think so. However, with AI going around, things may change quicker than we could imagine. The new rules stipulate that chest, torso, and cleavage have to be covered by a shirt, and the butt also has to be covered by a shirt while wearing leggings. Ah, yes. The things that women love to put into men's face in the gym. So effectively, this gym and their new rules have become the snowflake, hopefully, that will turn into a snowball that will hopefully turn into an avalanche, to where more businesses say, you know what, if you women don't want to abide by the rules, take your money elsewhere. Quote unquote, it was a direct shot towards women. You are not a community anymore once you start judging a certain group of people, Beagle said. The gym's owners, Kevin and Kinsey Grotlin, said that Tack Fitness is a God-centered establishment, and they have a right to implement modesty standards. Boom! Right there. The key word, modesty. Gentlemen, we've told women all the time, listen, the more modest you are, believe it or not, the sexier you are. Why? Because there is an allure of mystery. What are you packing under those clothes? Yeah. In the 90s, when women used to wear baggy clothes, oh man, it was a treat to get a hot woman out of her clothes. Those were just the times. Men had imagination. Women had mystery. It was a perfect system. However, unfortunately, now, with women just bearing all, the mystery is gone. So most men are like, you know what? Yeah, she's got her yoga pants on. Yeah, she's got a sports bra on. Yeah, she's got a nice figure. Blah, 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 blah. There was one funny skit where a guy was like, man, I'm just bootied out. I done seen so much booty in these yoga pants. I don't even want it anymore. But it's true. It's true. There's no more mystery. There's no more allure. Y'all women just put yourselves out there, and the tightest thing that y'all can squeeze into. So now a lot of men are just like, whatever. I can go do something else in life. I can go read a book. I can go play some games, learn how to play a guitar, rough up the suspect, whatever. Y'all have put everything out there for visual, you know, seeing anyway. Y'all have objectified yourself to the point that a lot of men have become numb. Yeah, ladies, all your assets that you've put out to the world have actually backfired in the long run. Quote unquote, it was never meant to target a specific group. It was to bring modesty and professionalism into this space. As private business owners, it's a beautiful thing that we can operate in those means, Kenzie Grotland said. And yeah, right there, private business owners. Guess what? They make the rules. You don't like it? Hey, leave. But don't try to burn the business down on the way out just because you got in your feelings for something that you perceived that was done to you. That was wrong. No, 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 no. The owner said that they didn't feel the policy targeted women because everybody has to follow it. Which goes into something that I like to say. The only standards that women want are double standards that benefit them. I don't, because we covered everybody. We were generous and considered everyone on purpose because we want everyone to feel welcomed, Kevin Grotland said. And yes, if you look at that email, like I said before, it was done specifically gender neutral. Former patron Victoria Matling said she was previously worked out in a sports bra because it gets hot in the gym. Yeah, you know it gets hot, so therefore you should be able to plan for that with your attire. Quote unquote, it's 2026. Here we go with that nonsense again. Women should be able to feel comfortable at the gym. And I appreciated the men. No, you appreciated the simps that were standing up and saying there's nothing wrong with what you're wearing, she said. See, she wanted to get that validation from those men. She wanted to take those men's non-sexual resources, i.e., their time and attention to feel good about herself. The email said that TAC Fitness was in pursuit of excellence without vanity, strength without arrogance, and influence without temptation by exposure. Boom. So in my humble opinion, those two women who decided to put their face and their names out there were acting like Jezebels. And guess what? They got cast out of the kingdom. Beagle told WXIX that while she's also a Christian, She doesn't agree with the standards TAC is imposing. Quote unquote, I cannot control anybody else's temptations. No, but you like the fact that they are tempted by you. I can't control what other people think, feel, or where their eyes travel. That is not my responsibility. I can only control myself, she said. Right there, the blatant contradiction. I can only control myself and what I wear, but guess what? I want to inject plausible deniability in by saying, oh, I can't control what people think. I can't control their temptations, but you can control the attire that you wear that might actually spark the temptation. Boy, I tell you, these modern women are lost. But guess what, gentlemen? Don't save them. Don't. Let them suffer. Let them. I hope this couple stands on business. I really do. And it appears that they are standing on business. You don't like the rules? There's the door. Hopefully, more businesses will start to adopt that mindset when it comes to unruly women. You don't like the rules imposed? Hey, there's the door. And start hanging that right to refuse service sign up. But see, most businesses are afraid of a discrimination lawsuit. That's the part that sucks. But this business, once again, everything was gender neutral. So the guilty actually exposed themselves. But hey, it is what it is. Hopefully, I'm pretty sure it's not going to be this generation, but hopefully in the future, women will return to more of a modesty-based attire. Because they know if they can finally actually get control of themselves, then the men might actually come back. But the way things are now, men are like, nope, we're good, we're done. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who still think that plausible deniability is going to be your ultimate shield, you better understand this. And you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power that you think that plausible deniability gives you, it always goes out. Feminism and the idea of, oh, we're just going to blame men no matter what, that's going to go out right along with it. Because guess what? Younger men are now starting to realize, you know what? A lot of these old heads, what they were saying was true. However, until women fix their own shit, we're going to leave them to suffer. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.